The Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher, a radio play by Mark Piero and Ian Coutts. Hot English is proud to present The Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher, a six-part Victorian murder mystery. Episode 2. In the last episode, we met Inspector Nottingham Forest and his trusted sidekick, Hamilton the Academical. They were investigating the foul and horrid murder of a Victorian city gent whose breeches were torn off him in a public place. This episode, our heroes meet the only witness to the foul crime whilst being urinated upon by Hamilton's trusted dog, Ranger. Scene 4. Inspector Forrest and Sergeant Hamilton are outside Scotland Yard and are about to get in a carriage to drive to the scene of the crime. Constables Vale and Talbot are awaiting orders. Hamilton's dog, Ranger, is sitting next to him.
I understand this case is influenced from the top, Inspector Forrest. Why is it so important?
Hamilton Windberg refused to tell me. You know what he's like. Mixing in those political circles, it could be anything.
Well, what do you think it is all about, Inspector?
I don't know, Sergeant Hamilton. I'm going to have to investigate it. More work. Been here 20 years, and all they can do is send me running around London like some obedient ferret.
Oh, I've got a ferret.
Shut up, Constable Vane, and get yourself down to the mortuary.
Am I dead?
And find out if Dr. Midlothian has found any clues from the victim. Hamilton and I are off to that stinking latrine in Whitechapel.
Oh, have they installed the latrine in Whitechapel?
Constable Talbot.
Inspector?
I have a feeling this case may be a tricky one. So stay here and see if you can falsify some evidence. I will be back in about 2 hours. Sergeant Hamilton?
Yes, Inspector?
Is there a reason why your hound is peeing on my trouser?
I think it's because he likes you, Inspector. He only does wee-wees on people he likes.
Really, Hamilton? And why is that he only likes me?
Well, he respects authority.
Respect? I don't regard expelling waste body matter on someone as a sign of respect.
Well, it is in dog language.
Well, I don't speak dog language, do I, Hamilton?
Well, how come I saw your wife throwing a pail of latrine water in your face when I dropped you home last Tuesday?
Sergeant?
Oh, dear. Come on, Wanger. Hurry up and finish, quick as you can. There's a good boy.
I'm not a violent man, Hamilton.
Oh, yes, you are.
Scene 5. Inspector Nottingham Forest and Hamilton the Academical are at the scene of the crime to interview a witness.
This is the last person to see the victim alive, Inspector.
Where?
You're standing on him.
I hope I'm not too uncomfortable for you, sir. May I suggest that I remove my mouth from around your foot to make the conversation go more smoothly?
Yes. I was wondering who would spot that. Please lay completely still. I do not want to lose my balance.
Oh, very good, sir. I am Guttersnipe. How can I help?
My sergeant informs me that you were here a couple of nights ago and witnessed a foul deed.
Well, that's not entirely right, sir, as I only heard the unfortunate gent scream after he had kicked me senseless and left.
I see.
If you could move your left foot a little, sir, that would be so kind, as you're right on top of my face. Thank you.
What else do you remember, apart from what you have told Sergeant Hamilton?
Well, you removing your boot from my face, sir, has reminded me that there was a second gent who was walking in the same direction as the victim, not a few moments later.
And what did he look like?
Oh, hard to say, sir. At the time, I was slipping in and out of a coma.
Oh, dear.
Any distinguishing features?
Swollen head, broken nose, fractured jaw, and the wife says I'll be on my feet in no time.
No, not you, this second gent.
Ah, yes. Well, I can't honestly say that I got a good look at him, what with it being dark and all the blood in my eyes.
Well, how do you know he was a gent?
By the way he kicked me, sir. You see, your aristocracy kicks with a casual air about him. Now, your other snipes, urchins, hounds, etc., they kick you for territorial reasons, i.e. they want to move into the land that you are currently occupying. Your average aristocracy does not give a hoot about the land the lower class occupy, just as long as it does not obstruct their passage.
Oh, right. Quite insightful. But you could not actually determine what this second gent looked like from just his general appearance?
Well, at one point I did get a look at his profile, sir. Very distinctive crick in his nose, almost like it was the nose of a boxer.
A boxer, indeed. That may be very useful. Now, this may seem a strange question, but was the victim wearing any breeches that you could discern?
Breeches? What are they?
Oh, but breeches look, like, well, what I'm wearing.
Oh, those sewer slags. Yes, he had some of those. You see, I'm so poor I have to cake my legs in dried sewerage as a substitute for breeches, as you call them. Hence the name sewer slags.
Never mind about that, gutter snipe. How can you be sure he was wearing breeches in this dark alleyway?
Ah, yes. So you have got me there, haven't you? Sir, yes, I can see why I am just a lowly snipe festering away in a gutter with no hope of lowering myself.
You stole his wallet from his breeches pocket, didn't you?
Correct. I can see you're in line for promotion one day, sir.
Well, I will need to see that wallet to aid in identification purposes.
It's in my left pocket, sir. I would get it out, but my hand is broken.
Well, use the other one, fool.
Which one is that then, sir?
Hamilton, retrieve the wallet, will you?
Oh, dear.
Why did my taking my foot off your face remind you of the second gent?
Ah, well, the second gent had an aroma of pitch on his person, sir.
Pitch?
Yes, sir. Pitch. Very distinctive smell, indeed, has pitch. Nothing at all like the smell that is coming off the underside of your shoes right now, sir.
Hamilton, I'm going to kill that hound of yours.
Oh, dear. Here's the wallet, Inspector. Paperwork suggests it belongs to a one Sir Edmund Shuttle Micklebrass of 15 Belgravia Avenue.
Good work, Hamilton. Constable Vale.
Beg your pardon, Inspector. I'm glad I've caught up with you. I've got some news from Dr. Omid Lothian.
Well done, Constable Vale. I'm glad to hear I've got someone who can do something around here without my having to hold their hand. What did you find out?
Dr. Omid Lothian has got the morning off. He'll be back after lunch.
Oh, typical. 20 years I've been on this job. Nobody does anything properly anymore. Come on, and let's get out of this festering pit.
Will you be wanting to kick me senseless before you leave, gentlemen?
Just who was responsible for the heinous crime perpetrated in full view of the gutter snipe? Can Inspector Forrest wipe the foul smell off the sole of his shoe? Can Ranger control his admiration for people in authority? More importantly, will my mother recognise my voice and realise that I'm not working for McDonald's, despite what I've been telling her for the last 20 years? Find out the answers to these questions and much more in the next edition of Hot English Magazine.